White House releases schedule for Trump's Middle East trip. By Nick Gilbertson on October 12, 2025. President Donald Trump will depart the White House on Sunday afternoon for a packed trip to Israel. His journey includes an address to the Knesset and then onwards to Egypt for a Middle East peace ceremony on the heels of the historic peace agreement he brokered between Israel and Hamas. Trump is set to depart the White House at 3:30 p.m. ET en route to Tel Aviv, where he will land Monday morning Israeli time, before meeting with hostage families and addressing the Knesset at 11 a.m. IDT, or 4 a.m. ET. After his address to the Knesset, Trump will head to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, where he will participate in a Middle East peace ceremony, Monday afternoon, as Breitbart News reported. From there, he is scheduled to depart Egypt and arrive back at the White House just after midnight on Tuesday. Trump announced that Israel and Hamas had both agreed to the first stage of his comprehensive peace proposal on Wednesday in a bombshell Truth Social post. Trump's announcement came hours after Secretary of State Marco Rubio handed him a note emphasizing the closeness of a deal during a roundtable with independent journalists about Antifa before the members of the press. According to a photograph shared to X by Associated Press chief Washington photographer Evan Vucci, the note read, "Very close. We need you to approve a Truth Social post soon so you can announce deal first." As part of the deal, Hamas has agreed to release all remaining Israeli hostages, both living and deceased. 20 hostages are reportedly believed to be alive, and 28, Trump said Friday, are believed to be dead. "We're bringing them home, getting them too. Getting everything. And to those parents, the dead young man is just as important as though this person were alive. It's amazing," he added. Trump's achievement has received recognition from across the political spectrum and from world leaders. The economic and military side deals will have to be scrutinized. But if everything goes through as reported, it will be a major legacy moment for the president and his administration, wrote Representative Tom Suozzi, DNY, in a post on X Thursday. Finnish President Alexander Stubb heaped praise on Trump on Thursday in the Oval Office. "There's one thing that I wanted to mention also. I want to congratulate you for what we have seen in the past 24 hours in Gaza. I think it's a historic deal. I went through the 20 points. It's almost like the best of record," Stubb told Trump.